We have been talking about living in an Acts 17 world on Wednesday nights in our devotional. And tonight we want to talk just for a few minutes, just have a point or two that I think is worthy of us considering as it relates to strategic parenting. But this is not just for parents. It's really for all of us because it takes a village. And remember, we used to say that it takes a village to raise a child, which means that everyone has to be involved. And so when you think of what will it take for us to rear children today, to rear families, to help one another? Well, in Ephesians 6, 1 through 4, the classic text there, we understand that children ought to be brought up in nurture and admonition of the Lord. And so fathers have a responsibility. Mothers have a responsibility. A family have a responsibility. So the first thing I want us to talk about really is being present. Are we present? Are we there? You know, you can be in the house but not be there because we're occupied. But we got to be present. And so when we think about being present, we're talking about making sure that we're seeking involvement in one another's lives, in the lives of our children, in the lives of one another as husband and wives, showing concern for spiritual things and being interested in their lives, in our children's lives, asking questions. Perhaps you eat dinner at the table with one another. Perhaps you're playing games with one another and you got it on mute and that's your opportunity to talk then. Just show interest. Because if you don't, then someone else will. So we have to seek involvement, show interest, stay grounded in godly principles. I was talking about Brian in class today. We're talking about eternal principles. We're always talking about eternal principles, godly principles. Friends, this book, the Word of God, we have to keep our minds in it. We got to keep our heads in it. One preacher in San Antonio, Fred Stark, said, you know, you got to get your head out of Facebook and get in the book. You know, we got to get in the book, stay in the book. And the reason why is because we want to be present. We need parents that are present. We need grandparents that are present, guardians that are present. You know, we need to be present here. What do we mean by that? Isn't it interesting that when you see a congregation, especially when it's healthy, they have 2, 3, sometimes 4 generations in that congregation. And all of us ought to be working together. I remember when our kids were younger, we used to tell the older, if you see our kids doing something, you better say something. Say something to them, say something to us, say something. Because I would rather you say something to them than for them to get hurt or for someone to hurt them. Number two, be intentional. In Luke 14, 28, I was thinking about a principle there where Jesus was talking about counting the costs. Before you go out and you build your tower, count the costs. Well, I was thinking about substituting home where he put tower. You can go and you're going to build a home, count the cost. What is it going to cost me? It's going to cost me being intentional. As the church, we must help one another with our families to be intentional, meaning that we are purposely spending time with one another, purposely encouraging one another, purposely giving them godly spiritual principles that they can live by and guide their lives. Brethren, if I can encourage you to do anything, spend time in prayer, in meditation, in the Word of God, so you can help families, not just your family, but my family. And the more I think about being a grandparent, the more I see the responsibility of being moral, being upright, being righteous, being a good example. But it requires me being intentional, because if I'm not intentional in those things, then I'm going to find myself being intentionally committing sin. And so if we're going to strategically rear up our children in the nurturing and admonition of the Lord in an Acts 17 world, young people, you got to be intentionally listening to your parents. Yeah, I know. Mom and dad don't know anything. Been there and done that. Remember, I was calling my dad when I was 25 years old, just got married, said, Dad, you was right. He hung up. I asked him later on, Dad, why did you hang up the phone on me? He said, because I knew eventually you would come around. Because when I was younger, my parents didn't know anything. They were dumb. Well, we was watching The Simpsons at that particular time, and you remember then, there wasn't nothing wholesome about that. Married with Children, where the father was just dumb as rocks. True. Parents are not dumb. Listen to your parents. Young people, you listen. Y'all over there talking, you need to be listening. And that's the issue right there. That's the issue. Not listening. Most of the time, our learning is going to come when we just observe what's going on around us. You know when we get in trouble, young people? When you're not paying attention to what's going on around you, be intentional. Parents, be intentional. You're going to build on the rock. Build on the Word of God. Under that particular point, stand with your children. Now, listen to this. Allow them to learn and to take the necessary encouragement and correction. None of us are always right. Our children are not always right. We don't want anyone to correct our children in a way where they're causing harm to them mentally or spiritually or bodily. But all of us need to be corrected from time to time. No one is always right. But stand with your children, which means that, okay, you did that. Well, did you learn something? That means you're standing with them. Not necessarily standing up for them. There are some parents that stand up for their children even though they know their children are wrong. That's not right. But stand with them. Husbands, stand with your wives. Wives, stand with your husbands. I learned this the other day. When two people get married, that's a good thing. But when two people stand with each other, that's a great thing. When a man doesn't believe that his wife is standing with him, he feels defeated. But when he knows she stands with him, he can conquer the world. But when a man doesn't believe that his wife is standing with him because she's standing opposed or standing with someone else, he doesn't feel like he can conquer. And so we need to make sure that we stand with one another and we stand with the brethren. Brethren make mistakes. Brethren sin from time to time. Put your arm around them. Stand with them. In this Acts 17 world, we need brethren that's going to stand with one another. Did you learn anything? Yes. All right, let's move forward. Why? God is faithful and just to forgive. I'm so thankful to be part of a group of people that are willing to stand with you, even though you kind of lose your footing from time to time. You're going to lose it every now and then. But hold on. We're human. We're going to lose it from time to time. We shouldn't be surprised when we sin from time to time. But you ought to be surprised if someone won't repent, because the Bible teaches us to do that. Parents, teach your children to repent. Teach them to confess sin. Teach them to accept correction. Last but definitely not least, when we think about being present, being intentional, but be hopeful. 1 Corinthians 13:7. Strategic parenting helps children to see that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Love hopes all things. I remember the old saying, looking at a cup half empty or looking at a cup half full. Which one would you rather look at it as? I love looking at life as being half full. Meaning that we can work something out. We can get through this. We can get by this. Teach your children to be hopeful, not doubtful, full of doubt, not pessimistic, expecting the worst, not despairing, not seeing the best outcome. I was telling Brother Chad this. I really didn't expect my mother to live. I was being a little bit on the pessimistic side, I thought. But Chad gave me perspective. He said, you know, you was preparing for the worst. I appreciate that, Chad. You know what I appreciate? That all of us need parenting, if you will. All of us need someone that's going to say, you know what? It's okay. Look at it this way. Children, not just you, but us as parents, us as grown-ups, we need it too. But that's why we need one another. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be. We want you to understand that there is strategies that all of us need to live by. And perhaps you're not a child of God. We want you to consider the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. God has a plan for saving all men. And that plan is obedience to the gospel, believing that Jesus is the Son of the living God, being willing to repent of your sins, confess Christ to be Lord, being buried in water for the remission of your sins. Maybe a child of God, and you haven't been intentional. You haven't been present. You're definitely not hopeful. Let's make that right. Let's be positive. Let's be spiritual. Let's be holy. Let's be righteous. Let's be realistic. Let's stay in the Word of God as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.